Now, hold on just one second there, asshole. You didn't really think you were going to get into this house without saying hello to your sister, did you? Give me a hug, you prick.
It's so good to have you home, Arahar. Darik Mewimho.
You'll never believe what I talked Mum into making. Yes, your favorite. A celebration of you moving back home. It honestly wasn't too difficult once I offered to help with the rest of the meal. You've had an especially rough year. You deserve some good for the holidays. Come on, dinner's ready, and we're finally able to sit with the adults this year. You are going to sit right here, and I am going to be sitting next to you. It's a bit cramped, but we can make do. We always have. Mum let me set the seating chart this year. And you know I'm not going to miss the opportunity to sit next to Andvahar Ismfarum. What? You think you can't be my favorite because you're my only Drahar?
You know you'll always be my favorite, Abu Khalin.
What? You didn't think I'd remember our agreement? I've missed you. Terribly. And from the feel of it, you've missed me, too. Oh, Arahar, you're so jumpy tonight. Relax. Enjoy the meal. I only want to welcome you home properly. Yes, that is my toes on your leg. They're cold. Can't a sister bother her Rahar to help warm up a bit? Oh, posh. They won't notice anything if you stop blushing. But drink up. Maybe if you've got a flush from the alcohol, they'll think that's all it is. There you go. Much better. It's so nice to see you relax a bit more. Oh, no. I can't believe I've spilled my water in your lap. Let me help you dry off a bit. There we go. Now my hand is where it belongs. Right in your lap. God, you're throbbing already. Such an eager boy. I have something special planned for later. After dinner, you know. I'm so happy you were able to make it back for the holidays this year. It's been a lonely time without you. You and that gorgeous cock of yours. Do you like the way I'm stroking it? Bit nostalgic, isn't it? Reminds me of the summer I turned 19. And we finally let ourselves have each other. You are always so ready for me at the drop of a hat. And fuck if I'm not ready for you now. I've been craving your touch ever since the moment I heard you'd be coming home for 10 whole days. I'm so excited to get 9 whole nights of you filling my tight little cunt with your cum. I'm afraid I've ate too much. I mightn't have room for dessert. I wanted to try something new, so I made 7 layer bars this year. And did I hear correctly that you said it only took 6 months to get the transfer approved to the new location? And just 5 kilometers from home? Oh, that's so fantastic, though. Why, 4 years ago, that wouldn't have even been possible. What's the new place like? 3 bedrooms? Oh, and 2 bathrooms. Living awfully plush, aren't we? One would think you'd hit the jackpot, even. Oh, don't make that face at me. I'm simply saying that you're quite lucky to have found work and a new home in only 6 months. You'll have to have us over once you're all settled. Come, Arahar. Help me with the dishes. Tar Nifius Tirmi Mehu. I've missed you, you know. 5 years away is just unfair. I know we didn't part on the best of terms. Listen. Just because I asked didn't mean you had to leave the country. I was lost without you. You took my heart when you left. Marahar and Mifoktoy walked out the door that day, and I couldn't share my distress with anyone. Either way, that's in the past. You're home now. And there's so much we have to catch up on. I will have you know that I have a very active and satisfying social life most of the time. I haven't found someone who matches the heat we shared for that year. Yes, it was only a year. 1 year of delicious heat between two consenting adults. There's nothing inherently wrong with that, is there? I didn't think so. I've missed this closeness. You smell the same as always, too. How is it that you've stayed so close to the same as you were 5 years ago? You've changed. It doesn't show. Though you did feel a bit firmer through your clothes when I had you in my arms earlier. God, your hand on my ass feels so good. I've missed the way you touch me. The feel of your body pressed against me. The whisper of your breath against my neck. You will be my undoing, Arahar. God, yes. The way you skim your fingers over my body. Oh. Fuck me, you have changed, haven't you? I dare say we might wish to head to bed sooner rather than later. I don't know that I can keep my hands off you if we keep this up. And I know the family will be up until all hours, which gives us all the time we could need. Meet you upstairs in 15. Good. You know, I never expected to use that Jack and Jill this way again. I'm surprised Mum and Dad never caught on to the shenanigans we'd get up to. Oh, I know I don't have to be too quiet. But it's just so fun to stay quiet, isn't it? Reminiscent of the old days. You're all cozied up in bed already. Is there room for one more? Good. Budge up. Let your sister snuggle with you. You're even better to snuggle now than you were before you left. God, your body is so warm, so welcoming. May I taste you? Oh, I know, no kissing. I meant your body. I want to show you how much I've missed your body. The slope of your shoulders, your collarbones, the column of your neck. The feel of your skin under my fingertips is divine. I adore your arms, the strength in these muscles, the way they move under your skin, and your chest. Oh, your chest is perfection. May I say, I absolutely adore this tummy as well. You're so beautiful. God, I've missed your touch too. The way you embraced me at the door, the feel of your fingers on mine under the table, guiding my hand, the way you're caressing me now. I hadn't put to feel your hands on my skin again. Anyway, enough of this maudlin nonsense. Marahar is home, and it's damn time we make up for lost time. Please. Take me? I want to rekindle what we had when we were younger. I want to give myself to you as I did when I was 19. No one has ever lived up to the pleasures you gave me then. And I've missed so much about our dalliances. The taste of your cock. The feel of it in my hand. Between my feet. Buried deep inside me. I need to taste you. Need your cock in my mouth. God, you taste better than I remember. You want to taste me? Good. Let me sit on your face while I suck your cock. Oh, fuck. I've missed the feel of your tongue on my clit. Oh, no one has lived up to your prowess in oral. Oh, now don't you dare come. I have big plans for that lord. God, you taste amazing. And your tongue is nimble as ever. Oh, fuck. God, yes. Oh, fuck. Just like that. God, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Oh, fuck, I'm gonna come. Oh. God, have I missed this so much. My plans, we'll get there. Promise. For now, though, I want you to fuck my feet. Yes, my feet. I miss the feeling of your cock between my feet. You're the only one I have ever let take my feet. It's never felt right to ask anyone otherwise. God, the way you wrap your hands around my feet. That first slide of your cock between my soles. It feels so good, Rahar. It tickles too. That throb is amazing. The feel of your cock sliding between my feet. The way the head pops out as you thrust. Fuck, it's so good. I won't mar. We've waited 5 years. What's 10 seconds, Mar? Just remember, I have plans for that cum. I can't believe you haven't been inside me since I was 19. Hold on to it, Rahar. I remember when you caught me fucking myself on my 18th birthday. Do you? How turned on you were. How embarrassed I was. Your cock is at least 7 times better than that stupid 6-inch silicone one ever was. Oh, the slide of your cock against my feet is just exquisite. I forgot just how much I enjoyed this. No coming. Not yet. Don't you ever go 5 years without fucking me again. You have got a lot of makeup sex ahead of you. Oh, I forgive you, don't worry. But you're fucking me another 3 more times tonight. And this is just one in a long series of trysts. Don't come. Not yet. And as much as I enjoy the feel of your cock throbbing so hard between my feet, I need to feel you feel me. I want you. I want you to fuck me senseless. I want you to fuck a baby into me, Arahar. I want what we always talked about but never did. I want you to fuck that load so deep inside my pussy that there's no chance of me not falling pregnant. God, yes. Just like that. I relish the way you feel pressed against me, filling me, and the way your skin feels against me as you fuck me. Oh, Oh, yes. Oh, just like that. I can feel your cock so deep inside me. I want you to come with me, Arahar. Oh, fuck. Oh, God, yes. I'm going to come. Oh, God. A little more. Oh, just like that. Oh, yes. I'm gonna come. I want you to fill my cunt with your cum. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck, yeah. Fuck, yes. Oh, oh. Oh, 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 oh. Oh, fuck, Arahar. Looks like the years apart haven't changed either of us that much. Of course I remember what you said before you left. You said you'd be coming back to put me in my place. But I think it's you who's been put in place, right where you belong. Between my thighs.